Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Obviously, this year for the Atlanta Hawks hasn't quite gone the way that they had hoped as far as competing, at least maybe, or at least being, in the mix for a playoff spot this year. Which, you know, no real big deal. That was a lofty goal and something I think a lot of us, you know, wanted to see. But to me, that doesn't make this season a failure or success. Now, next year, though, there has to be some kind of turn and tick upward. Because right now, the Atlanta Hawks sit at 17-43. They have the worst record in the Eastern Conference right now. Now, the reason they have the worst record, even though they have the same number of wins as the Cavaliers and New York Knicks, is that they've lost two additional games. So while the Knicks and Cavaliers have a .293, a 29.3% winning percentage, the Hawks are at 28.3% winning percentage out there. Now, if you look back over the last several years, okay, and we all kind of make fun of the Eastern Conference and how it's not been very good and certainly not a very deep, you know, conference and such. But if you look over the last handful, several years, okay, even in the Eastern Conference, if you want to be the number eight seed in the NBA playoffs, you've got to be around 500, okay? If you look at last year, the Pistons were 41-41. Go back to the 17-18 season, the Wizards were 43-39. The year before that, 2016-2017, the Bulls were a 41-win team, so they were 500. Go back to 15-16, 44-38 for the Pistons. Go back to 14-15. Okay? That's the first time that you get into a team with a losing record, okay, where the Nets were 38-44 and were the number eight seed. But over the last one, two, three, four, over the past four seasons, you've had to be around 41-44 wins to get that number eight seed. Now, this year, the Orlando Magic, they have only 26 wins, but they're 26-32 on the year. So, could they finish 500? Yes. I mean, the next team right above them, the Nets, Brooklyn Nets, they're 26-31. So, both of those teams could be a 500 team when all is said and done. Not an impossible feat. Wizards would be a little bit more tough. They're 21-36. They got a lot of work that they'd have to get to try to get to 500. So if you just go off the premise of you've got to be about 500, okay, maybe you can be 40 wins and get there. But right now with where the Atlanta Hawks are trending, okay, they're trending somewhere in that 21-24 type of win range right now. You know, the actual math says about 23 is what the actual math says, but, you know, give or take a win or two here or there on the schedule. So is it realistic to think that, okay, let's say we get Clint Capella for a full season next year. Let's say John Collins doesn't have any kind of big setbacks, okay, whether it's performance enhancing, whether it's injury, because it's not just been this year that John Collins has missed time. Remember, he missed time 2 years ago as well. You know, he missed 20-some-odd games a couple of years ago because of the injury factor, okay? So it's been something with John Collins over the last couple of seasons. So let's say if you add him to all of this, okay, add him into the mix of he plays, let's say, 75 games next year. And then you add a free agent. Now, They're not adding LeBron James, okay? Giannis isn't coming here, all right? You know, Bradley Beal's interesting. They got the money to pay him. Now, but he's got one more year, right? You'd have to trade for Bradley Beal. He's got one more year on his deal. So, because that was my thing about trading for him this year, because you'd have a couple of years control. But I think he's got one more year, okay? Say you get a mid-level free agent, because that's kind of where the class is. Can the Atlanta Hawks realistically win almost 20 more games year over year? That's a pretty stout number when you think about it, okay? Now, you bring LeBron James in here, yeah, I think they could win 20 more games. But is the 25 games of John Collins, Clint Capella, and one more free agent enough to win you 20-some-odd more games? Because that's the reality of the situation is that's kind of where, I mean, let's put it this way. In a very good scenario, you got to win maybe 16, 17 more games, okay? Now, that may not sound like a lot. That's a lot in an 82-game schedule. That to be a playoff team compared to where you're at right now, by the way, with Collins and with Trey and Herter and all that, okay? That may be a tall task. And now we start to get into, okay, if they can't do that, then where are we as an organization? I'm not telling you it's impossible to do something like that, but that's a pretty ballsy step upward in the win category for a team that's sitting at 17 wins through 60 games right now. 17 and 43, they're 60 games in. So they only got 22 games that are left. Got 22 games that are left. So not a whole lot of the season. You know, we're kind of on this final third. You know, a little bit less of this regular season, you know, out there. And I don't know exactly what the Hawks are playing for. I mean, people want them to continue to lose and have the worst record because obviously you want the highest draft pick. Or at least put it this way. You certainly at least want the most ping pong balls to be in your favor. May the odds ever be in your favor if we were playing the Hunger Games Index. I'm not telling you it's impossible next year to think about a team winning 16, 17 more games. But like I said, that's a pretty stout number to have to pull. And even if we're just talking about getting to 500, let's say if they finish at 23 wins, where they're projected right now, if the schedule plays out exactly as where they are right now, and they're a 23-win team. Now that's 18 more wins that they have to find. That's almost doubling their win total from the previous year. And when you start to look at, we talked about the free agent class that's out there in the NBA, it's a lot of for this upcoming year, meh. It's not what it was this year. It's not what it's going to be the year after. It's a lot of meh when the Hawks have a lot of money. So we'll see. Now, Ken had put in my ear about, you know, could you get Bradley Beal? That could be a game changer. You give me a guy who can give you 25 a night and the way Bradley Beal is, that might be a little bit more realistic. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.